latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines. While Ryan Giggs will reportedly spend the next few days over in Dubai considering United's offer to remain on the backroom staff, it's been suggested the Welshman spent less than an hour at United's Carrington training HQ on Monday, having said goodbye to sack boss Louis van Gaal. Giggs met briefly with United's executive vice chairman Ed Woodward, who informed him of the timeline, which is now expected to see Jose Mourinho announced as United's next boss. It's thought the 42-year-old was always scheduled to take a short break to the Emirates, but he's now thinking over his next move. He's made no secret of his ambition to the club's board. He felt ready to take over the managerial reins. It's thought Giggs has offered a more junior role to his current assistant boss, with the remit to also dovetail alongside academy boss Nicky Butt. Whether he'll accept Mourinho's offer of a more junior role remains to be seen. Well, the reason why Ryan Giggs isn't going to be offered the assistant manager's job is because Jose Mourinho is keen to appoint his long-term associate Rui Faria. Well, according to reports, the Portuguese coach is open to the prospect of keeping Giggs, but Faria will be his right-hand man. The 40-year-old's worked with Mourinho since 2001, which has taken him all the way through from Porto, Chelsea, Inter Milan, Real Madrid and back to Chelsea. Well, Chelsea midfielder Nemanja Matic could be heading to United when Jose Mourinho finally takes charge, the former Blues boss certain to take over from Louis van Gaal. It's thought that the boss Mourinho will be looking to try and bring in Matic, the 27-year-old he signed from Benfica in January 2014. He'll cost around £25 million, the Serbian. Outgoing Paris Saint-Germain Sweden international star Zlatan Ibrahimovic has also been linked with a move to Old Trafford as soon as Mourinho gets his feet under the table. Well, Louis van Gaal has spoken on his departure on Monday evening. He said he's immensely proud to have helped Manchester United win the FA Cup for the 12th time. I was privileged during my management career to have won 20 trophies, but winning the FA Cup, which is steeped in history, will always be a special achievement. I'm disappointed to have been unable to complete my intended three-year plan. I believe the foundations are in place to enable a club to move forward and achieve even greater success.